The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by Mission America and may contain views and opinions that do not reflect the views of the advertisers, staff, and owners of this station. Some material may not be suitable for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, the media. To watch the ongoing media propaganda, it's like watching Pravda.
Yeah, I used to be a liberal too. Because parents are, I think we are a little bit too complacent sometimes about, oh, how bad can it be? It's very bad.
Because you cannot be truly conservative and be advocating for so-called rights on the basis of what God says is a sin.
Yep, I used to be a liberal too.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
Because with God,
all things are still
possible.
Good afternoon, friends, and welcome to Mission America Radio. I'm Linda Harvey, and I'm so very glad you've joined us this afternoon. Please visit our website at missionamerica.com for more information about our organization and to read news, articles, and Christian commentary on the culture. And don't forget to read my articles on our website, of course, and also at WND.com, on barbedwire.com, and elsewhere out on the web. And be sure to order my book written especially for teens, and it's called Maybe He's Not Gay, Another View on Homosexuality, now just out in its second edition, and I'll be talking more about that later. And you can learn more about all this on our website at missionamerica.com. I've been saying for a long time something that first occurred to me about 20 years ago, and it's this, that there really ultimately can be no peaceful coexistence between homosexuality and gender rebellious behavior and openly expressed and faithful Christianity. If you are a faithful Christian, then you will never support these lifestyles, friends. I don't mean you will treat anyone unkindly unless they happen to be, you know, actively corrupting your children. And then, yes, you are not only justified, but you should raise the roof over such a violation of innocence and take legal action if that's warranted. But in everyday interactions, we want to keep a door open to those who might not be as active in trying to proclaim this lifestyle and deteriorate our culture. We want to be there for those who want to know how they can leave this sin behind. But that is only if it's totally up to us. As the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, 17 through 19, do not repay anyone evil for evil. Carefully consider what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible on your part, live at peace with everyone. Do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. So restraining evil is fine and it is warranted. We are not to be vengeful, but we must speak out and have a voice where we can to keep children from this corruption. That's number one in our culture right now. So inasmuch as it is up to you, live at peace with all men. But that's just the Christian's side of the interaction. And we know this is a two-way street now with the behaviors of homosexuality and gender rebellion being legitimized. And so unfortunately, there is inevitably going to be open conflict because these proud sinners are insisting on it. They cannot abide the messages of the Word of God, nor an authentic witness about Jesus. They cannot abide the truth about their sin. They won't have an honest debate. They refuse to debate the real issues. They insist on name-calling, which always gets you off target, off the main topic. The activists leading this movement, and I don't see kinder and gentler folks here trying to replace them, these activists are in a full-on war to silence authentic Christianity and force business owners, employees in some companies, and children at school and teachers to openly express if they want and even pledge support for the LGBT agenda. Not just support it, but allow children to be corrupted and encouraged to experiment with these behaviors. And we are supposed to simply sit by and do nothing? Well, too many people who say they are believers simply don't want to confront this. And I have a great deal of trouble understanding why people are not grieved and heartsick over what they are seeing. Faithful Christians will be, I believe, grieved about sin and want to try to rescue the innocent, rescue goodness and nobility, to rescue children wherever possible. So what do we do? We must keep on being faithful, that's for sure. It's becoming tougher as openly homosexual, self-described Christians and also so-called gay conservatives move into positions of power in the media, in many churches, within conservative circles, and if we are involved in politics, into the Republican Party and start endorsing these policies. Recently, I wrote several articles dealing with different aspects of this as it has surfaced in recent news, and one was an article about a guy named Guy Benson. And for those of you who don't know Guy Benson, you have probably, if you listen to Fox News, you've probably seen him on there. He's a frequent commentator. He's a chief editor at townhall.com. Very disturbing, since that platform was created by Christian media and is read by many who are Christians and conservatives. Guy Benson is openly announcing that he is a homosexual and still claims to be both a Christian and a conservative. He just made a video on PragerU, that's Dennis Prager's video platform, and he claims in this video that he is a conservative, a Christian, and this video's been viewed almost 800,000 times, at least on the link I have, maybe more elsewhere. And because he's young, there's no question he will influence many young Christians and mislead those who are less deeply grounded in their faith to believe that men who openly and proudly desire other men and proclaim this can still be true Christian believers. There's a big problem with that. There is simply no way, if we believe Scripture, that God is perfectly okay with a person, especially in such a visible position, declaring this proud identity with deeply immoral, sinful behavior, and saying it's really no big deal, let's move on. It's a very big deal. It's a terrible example, and it's a lie. If you confess Christ, the real Christ, not a false Christ, as your Savior, and have the Holy Spirit in your heart, you are convicted about sin. Sin the way Jesus defines sin. Not sin the way we foolish humans will in many, many ways try to change the story. Well, anyway, let's listen to a bit of Guy Benson on this PragerU video.
I'm a Christian, a patriotic American, and a free market, shrink the government conservative, who also happens to be gay. What I mean by that is, my values define me. While my sexual orientation sometimes feels more like, well, a footnote. Literally, in fact. I came out as gay in a footnote in my book, End of Discussion. When it comes to my political beliefs, my orientation is only one part of the story. It's not the totality of who I am. It's that simple. Here's the thing. I fully recognize how fortunate I am to live in a time and a country where I can be openly gay and live a normal life. And that's in large part thanks to the hard work of gay rights activists who've paved the way for people like me.
So he's not only engaged in behavior that the Bible clearly calls a sin. I mean, if he's intellectually honest, he cannot deny that. But he's even thanking the homosexual activists. You know, when he does that, folks, he shows either a very callous heart that is ignorant about the destruction these folks are deliberately causing in our culture, and the harm to children, or else he's just not very well informed. And I don't know about you, but I've added Guy Benson to my prayer list because he is not beyond the reach of God. And I also, at the same time, pray that he loses this platform to mislead people. I'm not saying he shouldn't have a job of some type, of course, but this is very wrong, and I do hope there's a change of some type, hopefully a change in his heart, and that he confesses his sin publicly and moves on to be a person who influences the country for good instead of deceptively, in some ways, toward evil. So then there's also the conservative mega meeting each year in Washington called CPAC. It's a conservative political action conference. For many years now, this group has been, well, for several years, it's been 5 or 6 years, I guess, they have been allowing open homosexual groups to be exhibitors, registered CPAC-approved exhibitors at their meetings. The Log Cabin Republicans, this group of so-called Republicans, although they endorse everything on the homosexual rights platform, which goes completely against the Republican Party platform, and their name Log Cabin is because they are saying that Abraham Lincoln, who, you know, everybody thinks of Abraham Lincoln growing up in a log cabin, that he was a closeted homosexual. This is so not true. There's no evidence of this at all. But anyway, the Log Cabin Republicans have been a presence at CPAC, and this has been the source of quite a bit of unrest among social conservatives, those of us who, you know, would really still like for a big conservative meeting to have a clear, socially conservative platform and witness, and for them to openly talk about the problems with the promotion of homosexuality, same-sex marriage, radical sex education, and abortion at their conferences. These things are drying up. You can find nothing about homosexuality or marriage at these conferences, and very little about opposition to abortion. Well, anyway, this year, they not only welcomed back this proud homosexual group, but at the same time, they had extended a permission to exhibit to a group that you know probably because they're friends of ours. And if you listen to this program, you've heard me mention them many times, and they've been on our show, the great group Mass Resistance from Massachusetts, a fine, respected pro-family group that's been a very strong witness about the issue of homosexuality, especially in our schools and to youth. Well, initially, CPAC approved their application. The reason being given, though, they disinvited them. They disinvited them. The reason being given is they point to comments during a speech that Brian Kamenker, who's Mass Resistance's president, made in 2015, where he disagreed with several of the Christian speakers in this conference who thought that the solution to stopping the homosexual agenda is what you hear all the time, to speak the truth in love. And yes, that is in the book of Ephesians. However, define love. Can it not be a bit confrontational? Can it not be calling out people when they are, with evil purposes, misleading children? Again, I get back to children all the time. That is where things become extremely clear in people's motives. Well, Brian suggested much tougher rhetoric and a bit of outrage, and I totally agree with him. That is the approach we need to be taking more often. Don't we care what's happening? We are sometimes missing the point in how we oppose the homosexual agenda. They are harming people, friends, and misleading children and deliberately targeting schools for their anti-Christian and pro-sin propaganda. Anti-Christian, too. By definition, what these people want to sell our children is religious discrimination for faithful Christians. Our witness to folks in these lifestyles is very secondary at this point to what I see should be the primary purpose of the pro-family movement now in America, and it's to oppose what these activists are doing and to stop them in legitimate civil ways, of course, but to stop their policies from passing, to end their deceptive and corrupting influences in our schools, and to not let a few of these bold and very deceived people take over our schools, our churches, as they insist that the timeless teaching of Jesus Christ and our Lord must change to fit their selfish preferences. How arrogant and blasphemous. This is heresy. The people are letting them take over. We have to stand up here, friends. And if it means a bit of shaming happens, that's okay. I mean, we need to handle it in the most tactful way we can, and yet we need to be confrontational. If you prevent your sons and daughters from being influenced negatively, it's okay to be a little confrontational. Shame can bring people to repentance. I'm not talking about name-calling. I'm talking about just saying clearly what you're doing is wrong and it's evil. We are being less than honest if we don't proclaim that the influence of homosexuality and gender confusion in America is extremely negative. And they have declared war on us. We did not start this. So we must stand and say no to protect our families and to protect the integrity to contend earnestly for the truth of the gospel. I want to talk about a big announcement here at Mission America in our next segment, and it's about the publication of the second edition of my book for teens, Maybe He's Not Gay, and we'll talk more about the details of how it's been updated after we return from this break. I'm Linda Harvey. This is Mission America Radio. Stay with us. We will return right after these messages.
Today's program is pre-recorded. To learn more, log on to missionamerica.com. Now, here's Linda.
And we are talking today about compromised Christianity. And what's one of the principal ways that's occurring today? It's through the influence of homosexuality in our churches, in our communities, in so-called conservative circles, and in our schools. And speaking of that, don't we still have First Amendment freedoms in the schools? I mean, why are school children any different? Many of these children are Christians who are being forced to sit through lessons that LGBTQ behaviors are normal. They're fine. People are born this way. It's a bunch of lies. And it's also, however, a flagrant anti-Christian discrimination suit in the making. No faithful Christian will believe this, at least not for very long, if they read and study the Word of God and are convicted of the truth by the Holy Spirit, which is what happens when you read the Bible. If you are open at all to faith in Jesus Christ, the authentic Jesus Christ, as you read and study the Word of God, it will reach your heart. And perhaps not right away, but at some point in the not too distant future, after you read and study Scripture in a sincere and meaningful way, the Holy Spirit will reach your heart. So one of the things, back to the schools issue, is the upcoming pro-homosexual Day of Silence they have every year. This is their big victim posturing day. And I don't mean to make light of those people who are bullied, but we have regulations for that, folks. We've had them since the dawn of time in schools. We've had conduct codes in schools, and this is just manipulation for an agenda. This Day of Silence is held every year. Sometimes it's simply students who have a table in the lunchroom or wear signs in the hall saying, "I'm being silent today," and tape over their mouths. But sometimes the teachers get involved. Sometimes the school goes all out. The implication is, of course, if you approve of homosexuality, you're a good guy. If you object to homosexual behavior in any way, you're hateful, you're part of the problem, and you're causing violence. This is classic propaganda. The scheduled date this year is Friday, April 27th. So make sure, parents, to ask your school what, if anything, they know about what's being done to observe the Day of Silence. Sometimes it's not on that exact day, so check that it might be the week before April 27th or the week after. Also, if you don't want to call your school, look online at websites, look on Facebook. So at the very least, if you find out it's going to be observed, keep your kids home that day so kids will avoid the propaganda. And then a formal letter of complaint is in order as well. We have a lot more information about how to leave at our Day of Silence walkout page, and it's doswalkout.net. So about my book, In 2014, I wrote a book, and it was published, written on this subject for teens. I was very convicted about the need for a book telling kids the truth about homosexuality and gender confusion, although that was not as much a part of my original book published in 2014. And the book is called Maybe He's Not Gay, Another View on Homosexuality. And the title refers to that friend or cousin your child may have who's declaring they just know they're homosexual. And these close relationships can influence our children greatly. They just know they were born this way. Well, what's the evidence for that? Is there evidence that does the research solidly back that up? What about the medical risks of homosexual behavior as engaged in by active homosexuals? We have a lot of information in our culture about that, and it's not good. Kids need to know this without flooding them with research citations and all of that. But we have that for people that are interested in following up in more detail. It's basically a conversational book that is both in paperback. There's also an ebook version as well. And well, we printed the first print run. That sold out. Then we reprinted it, and that is almost gone as well. And so I thought about, you know, as I'm redoing this, there are a few updates that we needed to make. And I decided with these few revisions to also add a new chapter, and I've called it Maybe He's Not a Girl. That's the new chapter added to this book. And this chapter talks more in depth about the misleading messages this heavy-duty campaign our culture is getting about so-called gender change and how freeing it is and what a revolution it is and people need to accept and embrace this. No, this is child abuse. This is manipulation. It is experimental medicine, and our kids are the guinea pigs. And our children's hospitals, unbelievably, are jumping on board with no research to back it up. No long-term studies to show how these puberty-blocking medications given to kids before puberty, gender-confused kids, to stop progression of a natural, authentic, healthy child's body. This is malpractice, at the very least. Then kids are given opposite-sex hormones in their early and mid-teens. And guess what? The research that is out there shows that this does not solve the deep emotional disorders that would drive such a misperception and delusional way of thinking to begin with. But anyway, but the second edition of my book is out, and go to our website at missionamerica.com and just find the picture of the book cover and click on that, and you will have ordering information. And I've heard from many parents and kids, even grandparents, that they really appreciated my book, that it really helped some kids understand more thoroughly about same-sex attractions or gender confusion and why they are a factor in some people's lives and not others, and what can be done about that, and the great hope for change. So let's consider the explosion in the sales pitch we're all getting in the last 2 years on gender rebellion, that we need to educate our kids. We're supposed to open up all school bathrooms to all sexes. Are you kidding me? Even I'm told at this recent CPAC meeting that I talked about in the first segment, during the meeting, there were these transgender activists who stood in the hall in a peaceful demonstration for most of the sessions, and no one asked them to leave. Wonder what they would have said about some of these pro-family activists like Mass Resistance if they'd been there with the truth about homosexual behavior and the health risks and handing out flyers. These people handed out flyers. They talked to lots of media. My friend Amy Contrada of Mass Resistance has just written an article at American Thinker called CPAC is in Transition, predicting that by their next meeting, they will accept open transgender people for an exhibit, and this will be called conservatism. These folks claim to be conservatives, this new transgender group that showed up, but just like the log cabin Republicans, they're essentially infiltrators. They support all these, the radical elements of this agenda. There's nothing conservative about it. So I am hoping the new edition of my book, Maybe He's Not Gay, will be one thing that will help here. It will help the confused student and some parents, and also, I hope, it creates some inspired new activists for the future on our side, which is the side of truth. This is the right side of history, friends. Don't let anyone fool you, because we still have the biggest and most eternally hopeful champion on our side, friends. Just remember that with God, all things are still possible. Have a great day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.